Andrew Kelleher, come on in.
Morning, Mike.
First quarter done and dusted. Can you believe it, or are we just getting old?
Maybe. How do you reckon you went in the first quarter? How would you rate your first quarter?
9.5 out of 10.
Well done. Yep. Well done. Of course, yeah. Yeah, so the abacuses are all getting, they're all clicking and clattering out there. They're all getting good workout. The first quarter's done and dusted. So we look at how the various funds and markets have performed and what is the first performance benchmark of the year. And it's a quarter very much characterised, I think, by a lot more volatility than would normally be expected. It's been a wild ride, Mike. Month of March in particular, some of the intra-month moves in March have been pretty amazing. The S&P 500, for instance, I mean, it's up 10% from the lowest point in the middle of March. Oil, of course, we're all talking about oil, given that Biden's released those strategic reserves this morning, but it's still up 39% this quarter. I'll just quickly sort of trot through the major markets. So a bit of a scorecard of these various elements, if you're lucky enough to have an investment portfolio. The NZX 50, homegrown local market, pretty horrible, I think will be a fair description there. It's down just over 7%. That was all in January, though, Mike. That was before the Ukraine conflict. It lost about 9% in January. You can't hide from the impact of Fisher & Paykel Healthcare there, down 25% since the start of the year, so a major drag on market performance. But come on down the ASX 200. It's been one of the winners in terms of market performance. I mean, it's not up much, but it is in positive territory for the quarter, about 0.75%, in contrast to most markets we follow. If we factor in the, and that's in Australian dollars, if we factor in the New Zealand dollar movement against the Australian dollar, it's actually up 2.5%. And why? Why is the Aussie market up? Banks and resources. Both of those sectors have been pretty resilient over the first quarter, and there's plenty of exposure to those sectors in the Australian index. And actually, it's not really a fair comparison to New Zealand, because the NZX 50 is a gross index that includes dividends. If we look at the Aussie market in the same way and include dividends there, it's actually up over 4%. So go the Aussies. The US market, well, they're still going. They haven't quite finished the quarter yet, but at this stage, down 3.75% in US local terms, a bit more in New Zealand dollars. That's because the New Zealand dollar is higher against the US dollar this quarter. Again, a story of weakness January and February, but redemption in March. And tech, the NASDAQ index, it's been hit even harder, down sort of just over 8%. But Mike, March, the volatility there. The NASDAQ index is up 15% from the low point in the middle of March. So quite incredible. Europe, you're looking at the first negative quarter there for a couple of years, down 6.5%. No escaping the sentiment there, although I do note it has been stable in March. And the big moves have been in interest rates. Mike, interest rates up sharply over the first quarter. A couple of key points I want to make, though, from all of those numbers is that the big drivers, the major market forces, they were there before the Ukraine conflict. That was the fear of higher interest rates, inflation concerns, the normalization of monetary policy. They were all there. And the thing is, even if we get resolution of the Ukraine conflict, we're still going to have to work our way through all of those big issues.
Exactly. The ships and containers are still a problem. A bit of turbulence yesterday for Air New Zealand.
A bit of turbulence. Nice. I saw what you did there. Post the recapitalization trading, the share price fell just over 6% yesterday. It was down further than that intraday. The shares are still trading what we call sort of normally. So if you buy the share, if you bought the shares yesterday, if you buy the shares today, you're still entitled to those rights that we spoke about yesterday. Now, the price is going to change noticeably on Monday, because that's when the shares start trading what we call X entitlement. So you'll see a big drop in the share price on Monday. Now I think the more meaty debate can start in earnest over the medium-term prospects for Air New Zealand and how will it fare in the, I suppose, that early post-COVID environment. And we'll see how the share price goes over the next few weeks.
Nice. Numbers, please.
The numbers, yeah, so we've had those announcements overnight about Biden releasing strategic reserves and the sort of actually what is the old story now about Russia wanting to be paid in rubles created a little bit of angst overnight. The Dow Jones down 186 points as we look at it, 35,042, about 0.5%. The S&P 500 down 0.4%, 4583, and the NASDAQ down 0.57%, 14,360. The FTSE 100 closed out the quarter with a 63-point loss, 7515 was the close there. and a 200-point loss in the Nikkei, 27821, about 0.7%. Shanghai Composite down 0.4%, 3252. The Aussies lost 14,7499 on the ASX 200, but we did close the year out with a small gain, up 11 points, 12,110. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker against the US, 0.6931, 0.9247 against the Aussie, 0.6253 euro, 0.5275 pounds, 84.27 yen, gold $1,943.57, and oil down a little bit, $108.12.
Have a wonderful weekend, mate. Catch up next week. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.